Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We bring the chapter on spending time in the company of the pious, taking their du'as, visiting the blessed places. So we're explaining that the effect of company, what effect company has on a person. It's like butter that you take and you put near the fire. Automatically, whether you can see that effect being transferred or not, but there's some effect that butter will melt when it's in the company of that fire. Like that bottle of water in the fridge, after some time that effect will be felt on the water itself, that water will get cool. Person is walking in the rain, after some time the effect of the rain will be felt on his body, his clothes, etc. will get wet, just by him going in the rain. So whether a person understands, doesn't understand, but the effect of the company, that environment that the person is in, it must take, anything for that matter. If you take some samosas, a person takes it, raw samosas, put it in the freezer, what happens? It spends some time in the company of that freezer and it freezes up. So like that, you take that same samosas, take it out, put it in the company of the oil, it will get fried up. So it's just the company that changes, and the condition of that item also changes. Either it gets very cold or it gets very hot by being in that company. And sometimes the whole form also can change completely. Take an ice, and you take the ice and you put it on the stove or put it in the fire, what happens? The whole form changes. From solid it becomes liquid. So company has such an effect. So therefore also in our deen and in our shariat, when a person spends time in the company of the pious, he spends time in the company of those people that are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the effect of the company also rubs off. Whether a person can perceive it or he can't perceive it, he understands it or he doesn't understand it, Allah ta'ala's system is such that it rubs off, the effect of the pious rubs off. Therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in one hadith that we did a few days back, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that a person in the company of a pious is like a person in the company of a musk seller. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains one of three things happens when he's in the company of a musk seller. Either he'll buy that musk, he'll buy the perfume when he's in that company. The person is selling perfume. So one benefit is he'll take away home, or he'll buy that perfume and he'll have perfume for himself. So that's one benefit. The second benefit Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, or possibility, is that now he doesn't buy it, but that person will give him some to try. When you go to a perfume seller, he'll give you some, try this, try that. He'll give you some perfume. So that is the second possibility. Or the third possibility is you don't buy also and he doesn't give you also, but just being in that company, you're getting that beautiful smell and that fragrance. So enjoying that fragrance just by being in his company. So what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is telling us in that hadith is that there's just benefit by being in the company of a person that is selling musk. In other words, being in the company of a good person is like that. He'll be getting benefit whether he does something or he doesn't something, just to be in that company. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the example of a person who stays in the company of a bad person or bad people. And here we explain that it doesn't only mean a physical person. Sometimes a person is reading a novel, he's reading a magazine, he's watching on the television something. That now becomes his company for the moment. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, person spending time in the company of a bad person is like a person in the company of a blacksmith. Blacksmith is a person that works with fire all the time. He's doing all his work with fire. So what is the danger of being there? What can happen is either his clothes can get sparks or he can burn by being in the company of the flames. Or if that doesn't happen, the other danger is just by being there, that smoke will get him. That smoke will cause his clothes, etc. to start smelling. So therefore, that company of just being there is having some effect, negative effect on this person. So anyway, today's hadith also is on a very similar line, speaking to us about having good company. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم تنكح المرأة لأربع لمالها ولحسبها ولجمالها ولدينها فاظفر بذات الدين تربت يداك. This hadith we did 2 days back. Today's hadith, and أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لا تصاحب إلا مؤمنا ولا يأكل طعامك إلا تقي. رواه أبو داود والترمذي. Hazrat Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that you should befriend none but a believer and none except a righteous person. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you should befriend. In other words, la tu sahib, don't make your companion. Companion is a friend. So that don't befriend, don't make your companion anybody except a believer. In other words, when you're choosing a companion and choosing a friend, a person to stay in his company, in other words, for a long period of time, somebody that you will take close as your bosom friend, don't take somebody except that he be a believer. Very important. لا تصاحب illa mu'minan. Don't take anybody except that he be a believer. Why? Because naturally when you're in the company of the believer, the effect of the believer will rub on you. His thinking, his mindset, his approach. How often it happens, people take it lightly. They say, no, it's okay. We can keep in the company of non-Muslims. They are associates. We are in the same profession. We are in the same business. So therefore we mix all the time. There's no harm. But after a while you see that even the mindset of those people rub off on us just by being in their company. And by being in the company of the believers who are speaking about Akhirat, speaking about Qabr, speaking about the year after, the reality and the haqiqat of these things also rub off. So therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, don't befriend anybody except a believer. And the second part of the hadith, وَلَا يَأْكُلْ طَعَامَكَ إِلَّا تَقِيٌّ. And only a pious person should eat your food. Ulama explained from here, Ulama Suyuti rahmatullahi explains that what is meant by nobody should eat your food except a pious person is when you're inviting people to your house. Then make sure that you invite the pious, because by you feeding them, they're getting energy in their body. And when they get energy in the body, the pious people are going to do good deeds with that energy. So your food also and your feeding becomes a means of good deeds being done. But if you're going to call bad people, people that do wrong things, the energy they get, they're going to do wrong things. So therefore, when you're inviting people to your home, then make sure that you invite pious people to your home. And then ulama explained from here, however, when a person is being feeding, when there is a feeding scheme, when you're feeding, then there's no harm, you can feed anybody. Whether the person is Muslim, non-Muslim, whatever race he is, that is okay, there's no problem. But this hadith is referring when you are inviting a person to your house, make sure you invite people of taqwa, people that are deendar, to come and eat at your home. But however, when you're feeding, then you can feed any person. One point just under this, I was thinking as I was coming, that لا تصاحب إلا مؤمنًا. That don't befriend anybody except a believer. Nowadays parents take so much of pride in sending their children to white schools. They take so much of pride that my son must get accepted to play for the South African cricket team, South African soccer team, South African rugby team. They're thinking like that. That let me send them for the coaching, training, etc. And what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying, don't let anybody be your companion except that he be a believer. Now think about it, a person get accepted, example, for the soccer team, South African soccer team. Who is he moving with? Who is his circle of friends? All the time he's traveling, he's going on tours, he's going from stadium to stadium, town to town, staying in the hotels. Who is he staying with? Is he staying with Muslims, mu'mins, or is he staying with non-Muslims? And what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is warning us, that nobody should defend you except that he be a believer. So what is our thinking and mindset for our children? And what was Nabi Alayhi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's advice? Let us think. That doesn't matter, that education of the white school and all, that can suffer. There's no harm in there. But at least our children will be growing up with Muslims, believers, mu'mins. And we don't realize how what an effect it has on the child. Recently one doctor was mentioning something, he just made me think. You know, this particular doctor is all the time in that other circle, generally, you know, in a circle of friends that are non-Muslims, etc., because of the type of work this person does. But just made me think that sometimes how the mind can change and you don't even realize it. So this doctor was mentioning there was some family person of theirs that was sick, not well. He says that I'm very lucky that this person that's not well, he's got a lot of friends all over, but people from all faiths are praying for him, so he's very lucky. And look at the statement, people from all faiths are praying for him, so he's very lucky. Imagine what a dangerous statement to make. People, I mean others, a Hindu, Christian, Buddhist, all of them are making dua to them for their own gods. So this person is lucky, he's getting so many people's duas. Whereas a Muslim shouldn't make a statement like that. Those are not even gods. Those are false deities. Those are false worships. Person should make his dua. Highest people are making dua for him. Therefore, he's very lucky. Not people of all faiths. But these type of statements come on the tongue when we move in these type of circles, and we don't even realize that this is such a dangerous statement to make. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. The hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is so beautiful. When we keep in the right company, our thinking, our mindset, our approach, our actions are all done correctly. So therefore, this is a very important aspect of our deen, who we choose as our friends. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma, bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.